Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and I'm here with the one and only Spike Lee, who needs no introduction, and Tiana Paris, who you remember from Mad Men and some other stuff, and they're here to talk about their new movie, Chirac.
Oh, Dear White People, that's why I saw
it. Let's go into that first right away. I had another first question right away, but go into when you saw her in that movie, and you said, you know what, I'm going to cast her one day.
I didn't say that. First I said, who is this? Then I said, you know, I want to find who she is and possibly work with. But at that time, we were starting to think about Chirac.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
That's my Kevin Wilmot, the co-writer.
Gotcha. And you know, watching this thing, let's start with the end, because that final image where Samuel L. Jackson comes up doing the patent up against the flag,
yeah, that's and a he's homage saying, to my main man, Francis Ford Coppola.
It is. He wrote Patton, right? It was, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. He comes up and does the big, he says, wake up, which we've heard before. I expected him to say, uppy wake after that, because that's your deal and do the right thing. But, you know, talk about how ending on that image and that line, you know, speaks to what this movie is about.
Well, a lot of people are asleep. A lot of people are not aware of what's happening in their own country. And hopefully this film will spark dialogue, discussion, so we could try to rectify major problems, which is killing us, no pun intended. And that's we as a country have to do something about guns. I'm not talking about taking away anybody's Second Amendment rights, but they're just logical things we can do to make America a safer country and not bow down before the NRA and the gun manufacturers.
Gotcha. It's based on an ancient Greek play, right? Aristophanes wrote it?
Who's the playwright?
The playwright, yeah.
What's the pronunciation?
Oh, Lysistrata?
Lysistrata.
You said that so perfectly. She's had practice.
Lysistrata, yes.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, it's this awesome, you know, really gutsy idea that this group of women being able to take away the guy's sex, that we can spark change and lead to a more peaceful society. How cool is it to play that role and be that strong character that can lead this?
It was really special being a part of this movie because you have this woman who, she doesn't start off as strong as she ends up being. She finds her courage and her ability to lead in her mentor, Miss Angela Bassett, who plays Miss Helen. And I think it's important for us to see that it's necessary to have people in the community helping shape and...
Elders
in the community help shape and guide our young people when they get off track. Because my character, Lysistrata, was very much a part of the problem.
Right, she's dating Chirac.
Right, encouraging it, participating in it. And so after spending time with Miss Helen, she finds that she can actually do something about, you know, this young girl getting shot senselessly in the street. And then to find her strength and end up leading a global movement, it was really cool to explore that, you know, to have this strong female character carry this movie. That's special. And you don't get to see it often.
That's awesome. You open the movie with a cool juxtaposition of different rap lyrics. It's this extended, you know, motion graphic sequence with awesome social commentary lyrics about what's going on in society. And then a few seconds later, we have Nick Cannon's character in the club rapping violently and it gets shot up. Are you trying to go for something with the juxtaposition of that?
The lyrics, I mean, that he says during the opening and the one he performs really aren't that different.
What's the one line you say? The John Cusack scene in the church.
Yeah,
the funeral.
The eulogy.
The eulogy, yeah.
The funeral services.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think it's one of the most powerful scenes in the movie. He talks about a lot of pressing things. But I like the line where he's talking about we go from third-rate schools to first-rate prisons and that mass incarceration is the new
Jim Crow.
Yeah. Talk about how you can layer so many real important issues in a scene that, you know, it can be a little over the top in some parts, like with the cannon, you know, but you use larger than life things to talk about reality.
Well, the approach was we know is he's eulogized as this young girl who got murdered in a drive-by. But the approach was going to be, let's shed light on the issues that put her in the coffin. So, and John Cusack is a great performance in that scene. I like that people know that his character is based upon a real live person, Mr. Father Michael Flager, mm-hmm. who's a white Roman Catholic priest, and that's his church, that scene, Saints and Bonnets on Chicago South Side.
I thought I read somewhere that there's been some controversy over the title, and I don't see why. I mean, to me, it's an actual term that's used. It's
made up by local Chicago rappers. Yeah.
To me, it's no different than, like, in The Wire, than saying WMD, WMD. You know, it's the same kind of deal. And I love seeing Snoop and Clay Davis in there with the camera. Talk about working with some of these other TV icons, because you come from Mad Men yourself, you know. And not just TV icons, but, you know, you get Angela Bassett, who's sort of a, almost like Boys in the Hood, mother figure kind of a thing. And Dave Chappelle, and man, it's sucker's loaded. Talk about did you learn anything from working with, and Jennifer Hudson, and man, it's just loaded.
Absolutely. Just being with so many artists who were so excited and eager to not only tell this story, but to make sure we told it well, because these are real issues. And every day we were surrounded on set by people in the community. They were very supportive. They certainly embraced us. We worked with this organization, Purpose Over Pain, which is a bunch of mothers and men who have lost loved ones to gun violence. So having their energy on the set with us, it certainly motivated me to make sure I told the story well. And being with legends in, you know, cinematic and theatrical arts, I certainly learned a bunch from them. And it all happened so quick. We shot in 6 weeks, right?
June 1st to July 9th.
Yeah, that's 5 weeks. Quick, yeah, it was very quick. So not only did I learn from simply watching, but from doing and just having to keep going and make sure you get what you want to say. Fairly early.
I'm going to make you embarrass a legend here. What did you learn from working with this fine gentleman?
Oh my gosh.
Where do we start?
Listen, I know. I learned so much being on that set. I say that Spike is a visionary, but he does not always let us in on what the vision is. So that was certainly my most challenging part, is having to surrender my ideas of what I thought I needed in order to deliver, and just having to trust this guy, you know, who's been doing this for over 30 years. And ultimately, I think that, you know, I figured it out. I hope I did. Goodness gracious.
He's over here blushing. Now, I know we got to wrap it up. So if you don't mind, if you're down, I would love to do it. But we did it with David Oyelowo, and it worked out great. And Ava DuVernay retweeted it and said it was her favorite article, because we did sort of like a rapid fire down through sort of, you know, their filmography, and just the first word that came to your mind when I went through it. Would you be down to try it?
How long is it going to take?
I'll only do some selective ones. We won't go the whole way. She's got to have it.
The first film.
School Days.
The second film.
I see where it's gonna go. All right, we'll just jump to the end. Try it right. No. Do the Right Thing.
The third film.
This is gonna be history making right here. I'm just gonna go and just see how it does.
Doing, you asked me in order, you know, so I'm gonna
change the order.
All right, Malcolm X.
Denzel Washington.
Do the Right Thing.
The first film where I was comfortable directing actors. Ooh.
Clockers.
That was a film that's supposed to be directed by Martin Scorsese, starring Robert De Niro, and they decided to do Casino instead, and Marty asked me to do that.
That's got to be an honor. She's got to have it.
Shot in 12 days.
What?
Kind of even shorter than this one. Jungle Fever.
Ruby Dee, Ozzie Davis, Wesley Snipes, Annabelle Sciorra. Sam Jackson's Gator.
He got game.
Ray Allen, Denzel.
He's naming the actors in a lot. I see this. All right, Inside Man.
Another great film we did with Denzel Washington. In fact, the last one done with him, so it's been a minute.
Yeah, and I know he just got, he's getting honored at the Globes, right? And you just got a Governor's Award, too?
Yeah, he's getting the Cecil B. DeMille Award, I think.
Yeah. When the levees broke?
It took the United States 5 days to come to the rescue of his own citizens on mainland, on the continent.
I appreciate the time, guys. I really do.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.